Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers. This is a cake shake.
Dale's got a cake shake.
We read comics.
And we make bets.
And we make bets and we lose them. And
you do.
I lose them.
I haven't lost one. Yeah, for context, if you didn't listen to the last episode, Daniel bet me about something during the Penguin book. And he was wrong. And I was right, like normal.
Is whether or not the Force of July was a pre-existing thing in the DC universe.
Or if Tom King just made it up.
I thought Tom King made it up. I gave him too much credit.
He doesn't make up something as cool as the Force of July.
Okay? Which is not very cool at all, actually.
But yeah. And so he lost. And we bet Daniel eating an entire cake shake, which is a normal shake, but with an entire piece of cake in there. Just crumbled up. So it's disgusting.
Do you know how many calories are in this?
Dude, I have no idea.
In a large?
No.
It's like 1,490 calories.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah. That's like most of what you need in a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Hopefully you didn't eat anything today.
Yeah, I ate like twice.
Oh, no. So
you're gonna be
a bit over on the calorie counts.
Yeah, I'm bulking. It's bulking season, baby.
When I ordered it, they were like, do you want small or large? And I was like, definitely large. So you're welcome.
Yeah, so it's not going too well just because it's like so frozen to where like I'm not sucking it down very much.
You gotta suck harder.
Yeah, I gotta suck harder.
You gotta suck harder till it melts.
Yeah, well, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Transformers by Daniel Warren Johnson and Mike Spicer. We got Back Matter Matters and the Poll List, but we start with the news.
Not a whole lot in the news, I feel like.
Mm-mm.
But here's some Daniel Warren Johnson Transformers news.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
You're just sucking so hard.
I think I'm stuck on a piece of cake. No.
What's the flavor again?
Salted caramel spice.
I wonder what kind of spice they're using. Writer and artist Daniel Warren Johnson has revealed his final issue on Transformers will be with issue 24. Mm. I believe issue 13 or something came out today.
Oh, so it's still a while.
So, yeah, still like another year, pretty much. But, yeah, he announced that on a Reddit Ask Me Anything.
What else has he got to do?
Probably other books, dude. I think isn't he writing something else? Or did I make that up?
The Moon is Following Us?
Is that him? Or is that Scotty Young?
That's him.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's probably the one then. He'll probably like just be like duo writing for a while, and then hopefully he'll do another writer-artist thing. Because that's when he's the best. Well, yeah, very relevant news for the book that we're reading this week. You gotta unclog it?
It's like... it's like syrup. Or it just tastes like batter.
Ew.
Got it.
All right.
What the fuck was that? Oh, no, I'm spilling. Making a mess.
All right, you gotta eat that up. That's cheating.
Yeah.
Suck it down.
So many people sat here. Nathan, we got a tease for the new Alien Earth TV show on FX from showrunner Noah Hawley,
who
does Fargo. Yeah.
People like that show. I've never watched it.
It's pretty good. You should watch seasons 1, 3, and 5.
Okay, skip 2 and 4.
If you really like, you can go back.
Skip the evens.
Yeah.
That's what Daniel's saying.
Yeah, I would say so.
Is it like anthology seasons?
Each season's different, yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But they drop a little thing that kind of connects them sometimes. But yeah, coming 2025, we got like a real quick thing.
There's like a xenomorph with a really shiny head.
Like all of them.
Are they that shiny, though? Because like it was like very clearly like the Earth shining off of its head in like the little teaser. So I was like, I don't know.
They're always pretty moist looking.
They are pretty wet. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
Pretty juicy boys.
Yeah.
And then we got a teaser for the Minecraft movie.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
Good comic book news. Is there any Minecraft comics? Surely, right?
Sure are.
Oh, there are? You looked up? What would that even be?
I think Dark Horse has them. Yeah.
Well, there's been like some Minecraft like story games that have come out. There's like a Telltale one.
Really?
Yeah. So if you are a fan of The Walking Dead or the other ones that they did. What's the Game of Thrones one they did?
Telltale?
Yeah.
They did a...
It was like about a wolf.
That's like the Fables one.
Oh, is it Fables?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking of.
It's like, I want to say like Werewolf by Night, but I know it's wrong.
Wolf Among Us?
Yeah, Wolf Among Us. I started playing that, but I never...
Oh, yeah, it is on based on Fables. That's cool.
Are you excited about that?
About the Minecraft movie?
Mm-hmm.
It looked weird.
It does look weird.
It looks like it'll be a train wreck.
It might be like the worst movie
ever. It, like, there's a very real possibility. Like, when at least when the Mario like movie trailer came out, I was like, they got something right, you know. Yeah. But I don't know if they got anything right so far. Like, yeah, it could still be good.
It's just people in the Minecraft world.
Yeah, and Jason Momoa's in there.
He's got a weird wig on.
Is that the girl from Peacemaker that was working at Argus or whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like it was her, but I could be wrong. But it, yeah, I feel like if it's a disaster, I won't be surprised because it looked weird. So we'll see.
Nathan, DC has an all-in special that's coming. And it's, I guess, just has like a couple pages from all the new all-in stuff from the Absolute universe.
Oh, okay, cool.
I guess it's just like a teaser kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like a double-sized issue, a double-sized one-shot.
Yeah.
Coming out October 2nd. So that'd be cool.
So when does the Absolute stuff or the Absolute stuff come out?
Isn't it later October?
That sounds about right. Like 19th or something, I think is what I saw.
Or maybe November.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be on the shelves. We're going to grab it, you know.
Have you seen all the like fan art that people have been doing for like the Absolute Batman? Like actual like comic book artists and shit. Like Christian Ward did one I saw, and like tons of people have been doing it.
Ian Bertram did one.
Yeah, dude.
Which is gnarly.
He looks cool.
Yeah. I'm just like in love with Ian Bertram at the moment. Is so it?
Yeah, so I still need to read the second issue of his book right now.
And the third, dude. It just came out.
It did?
Yeah.
Like today?
No, like last week or 2 weeks ago.
Shit, I probably missed it.
You got a sub, dude.
I do. I have to sub.
Got a sub.
You're right.
And Nathan, you know how Star Wars comics are ending? Or they ended?
Uh-huh. They're starting up again, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're starting up.
Yeah.
So, new Star Wars comics. And the line is going to be called The Battle of Jakku.
Which one is that one?
Jakku's a planet.
Is that the desert one that Rey's on?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going to be written by Alex Segura.
Okay.
And there's going to be two different series that come out on October 2nd, I think. One is... Star Wars Battle of Jakku : Insurgency Rising.
Okay.
And then Star Wars Battle of Jakku : Republic Under Siege.
Rolls right off the tongue, both of them.
Yeah. Not a tongue twister at all.
Yeah. Republic Rising, Insurgency Under the Trees.
Insurgency Rising, Republic Under Siege.
Okay, there you go. So then is it going to be set like right before Force Awakens? Is that the idea?
Mm-mm. After Jedi.
After Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
All right. That's so, something, I guess.
I think that's a great era.
Yeah, because everything always seems to be after A New Hope and like
right
before Empire. So,
right. So, no, this would be cool.
All right. Sweet.
I don't know. Have you read anything by Alex Segura?
Like some X-Men, I think. I know his name. Did you read that name and like not know who he was? Because I've definitely...
I like seen his name before. But I don't know his work or anything he's worked on, you know?
Some Spider Society comics. We got Dick Tracy, Marvel Zombies. He's done some, I guess. Edge of Spider-Verse. That's probably the one I was thinking of. Scarlet Sisters, Spider-Man. So yeah, he's been around. Anyway, Daniel, what do we read this week?
Transformers. Volume 1, Robots in Disguise.
Oh, that's like the saying. That's what they say. They weren't really in disguise at all in this book.
Yeah, no, I could clearly see them.
They were like very apparent. By Daniel Warren Johnson, who wrote and who's a writer-artist. Mike Spicer, who's the colorist. And Russ Wooten. Who's the letterer. And this team does like everything together, it seems like. I don't know if Russ Wooten does all the lettering on this stuff, but they...
A lot of Skybound stuff, though.
Yeah, but this is the team on Wonder Woman Dead Earth, on Murder Falcon, on probably Extremity as well. So, I love this team. They've won many Eisners together. Mm-hmm. This book specifically has two, I believe we saw when we looked it up last week, so...
His best new series and then best writer-artist,
yes.
I think.
Yeah, Dana Warren Johnson. So pretty cool. What'd you think? Had you read any of it?
No.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
I think it's awesome.
Like the art is like really good, obviously. Yeah. But like, I don't know if like I like Transformers comics.
Yeah, they're kind of interesting.
They're like I liked what I saw, but it did lose me at some spots, just being like a little confused. And I don't know, I just didn't really become like attached to anyone in this.
Right.
Which, you know, they have like the human element to try and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just don't know like the rules necessarily, but even if I did, I don't know if I'd enjoy the book more.
Right.
But, you know, it's incredible to look at, and, you know, the pacing's pretty good. The only thing that tripped me up is that in like did you get the trade?
Yeah.
So the trade doesn't have like the issue breaks.
Yeah.
Which really fucks with my flow.
It is kind of
there's like two breaks in this like 6-issue thing.
Yeah.
So I looked up like, you know, what the last pages are for each issue.
You did? So you know, you have a good stopping point?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting because it all flows together pretty well without the issue breaks. Because I read like the first 2 issues and I don't even remember where like the end of the first issue is and the start of the second. And then when I noticed that that's what they were doing, I was like, I wonder when like the cliffhangers were for all these because...
It's like pretty easy to like
there's
figure
two,
it out.
There's two that I could figure out.
Cause like once I realized that like I was 40 pages in, there wasn't a break yet. I'm like, all right, like, I know. Yeah. There's not a lot of cliffhangers in the middle of any of the issues.
Right.
So I just bought the individual issues like when it was coming out and I stopped after this run, this like trade, because that was when DWJ was off art.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
And I think that was probably a good call. I don't know if the other dude is like better or not. Are you past this?
No.
No? Okay.
This trade was the furthest I got because I'd only read like the first 2 or 3 issues, I think, and I kind of fell behind.
Okay.
So I haven't read any of the stuff with the new guy. What's his name again?
Oh, no.
It's a dude that I like. I know. But I think it'll be good. I actually really like this. I definitely like the last Transformers book we read, which was like the first one. The first manga, right?
Yeah.
That was like, what a disaster. You know, there's a lot of, like, there's some definitely some cool shit in there.
It's great to see it in color.
Yeah. Know? Seeing it in color definitely helps me for sure. But yeah, I think there's also so many Decepticons I don't remember and Autobots I don't remember, which you don't really necessarily even need to. There's kind of just like one or two big ones on each side.
Yeah.
But I think they did like the human element of it like really well, because I think it's kind of important to make a Transformer story that's not just like a bunch of robots fighting. It's like that human element. And it seems like they're like consistently helping throughout the story, which I appreciate. Because I know like that can be probably kind of hard to figure out like what the people are doing, you know, in this situation. And I think, you know, they play a pretty critical role. And I like some of the quieter moments as well. I mean, there's a lot of action in this book and it's all done really well. But then there's like some quiet moments where Optimus is just like looking out at nature and stuff. And I like that stuff. So... I thought it was good. It does feel like it's kind of like one thing after the other, like pretty consistently for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when there are those breaks, I think that's when this is like some of the most enjoyable, actually. So
I thought it was cool that you have Spike.
Yeah.
As the main character.
Spike is the main character.
Which is the same guy that was in the manga.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. They try to... I mean, I didn't write this anywhere in the notes, but what the dad is like a Witwicky, I guess.
Yeah.
And they try to like drop that in, but like not really.
Isn't that like kind of lore?
I don't know.
No, I think it's like past the movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's past the movies. What do you mean by that?
Like beyond the movies. Like the lore isn't just in the movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's like in like some books and shit.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed weird because someone was like starting to call the dad Witwicky. And then, like, got cut off or whatever. So I was like, okay, I wonder what was going on there. Well, let's get into it. So it starts with Spike, who's our main character. And he's waking up his drunk dad, Sparky, in a bar. If you're a dad, you can't be named Sparky. I'm going to just say that real quick.
Spike and Sparky is a great duo.
Yeah, Spike, Sparky, like, come on.
They sound like Transformers.
Yeah, exactly. And Spike's dad goes out to work the night shift, and Spike goes out with his friend Carly to the mountains to go look at some stars.
Is that always like a super metal van in DWJ Danny Warren, stuff?
Dude, that's what I was noticing. I was like, why is there always a super sick van that somebody has when they go somewhere?
Yeah, I'm like, that's fucking cool.
Because I feel like it happened in
Murder Falcon.
It definitely happened in Murder Falcon, but I feel like there was one of those in like some other book from him as well. And like
probably
like Battery Builders, for some reason like a truck in there, you know.
It's a great trend. It is. It's just like that's how you know who's
like,
on
oh, okay, this is supposed to be the truck. I like it. I think it's really funny to like have like a sketchy van, but then put something so absurd like Conan or whatever this is on it is pretty funny to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, Spike goes with his friend Carly to the mountains to go look at some stars, but they accidentally fall into a giant spaceship that was buried in the mountains. And that has a bunch of big robots in it. And spoilers, Daniel, they're all Transformers.
Oh, okay. They're like, oh, we fell into a silo. I'm like, why the fuck would there be a silo on the top of this mountain?
No, they fell into
a ship. Okay, I missed a bit.
I think what's really cool about this book compared to DWJ's other stuff is that we get a really good sense of scale in this book a lot. Where I feel like everything else that DWJ has done, I mean, it's just like there's not as many big things in it, so it's kind of cool to like see this shot where it's all the Transformers kind of like laying on the ground and like how small Spike and Carly are. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of cool, and I think it does a really good job with it too, because like there are some Transformers where you're like, okay, that's a big one, and then there's like Cliff Jumper, who ironically is pretty small. So
like they're like hiding behind like someone's hand.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I guess like. So one of them wakes up or whatever, and then he wakes up like these other ones, and they just have this like Lego building ability to where they like all snap together like super magnets or something.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, because it didn't seem to work out that way for the rest of the time, but yeah.
Right.
Like while they're there, we see Jetfire fly in, and he was like rogue on another mission and hasn't seen his friends in like many, many years since before the war started. So he uses some energon that he brought, which is like transformer, like life force type shit.
Yeah.
To re-energize his friends. And he wakes up Starscream, not really knowing that the Decepticons are like bad guys. And so Starscream starts like shooting powered down Autobots like Bumblebee until Optimus steps in.
That's
and
a
they
war
start,
crime.
And they start fighting. Yeah, I feel Bumblebee would have been pretty cool in this, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, I like how they just like took that off the board right away.
Yeah, they were like, "Ah, he kills him."
I mean, I don't know
because Bumblebee's a movie guy, right?
Yeah, like I don't know. Well, no, there was like a Bumblebee before the movies. You're so uncultured, Nathan.
I don't know. I'd never heard of Bumblebee until then.
Because so I don't know like what the rules are of this. Like, do we now just take Bumblebee off the table like forever because he was shot in the face, or can they heal that?
That's,
you know,
I think they can heal it.
Right, so
because like some of the other Autobots, or sorry, the Decepticons, were all fucked up. But then they like killed one of the other Decepticons to use his like metal or something to like help fix them. So I think they can be fixed. It just like is a little bit harder.
So then,
I'm like, why are you so sad about it?
There's hardly any stakes other than them being low on energon.
Yeah, probably.
So that's like a thing I have with it. I think Starscream is one of the best names in fiction.
Oh, 100%. So is Optimus Prime.
Less cool.
Are you serious? Optimus Prime.
Starscream. That's so fucking cool for a jet.
Starscream. Starscream is more metal. That's for sure.
When it goes across the sky, it's like,
you know, screaming like
it's like a scream, and he's like over the stars.
He did cook with these names.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite name for the Autobots?
I don't know.
There's one named Jazz, and I'm like, is that that's the one you went with?
Is there one called like Jawbird or something?
Oh, I have no idea.
Hold on,
Laserbeak.
Laserbeak.
I think that was cool.
It actually is pretty kind of cool. Now I take it back. Hold on, let me look up dumb Transformer names.
Was Ironhide?
Ironhide's sick
from the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, was he made for the movies, or was there an Ironhide already?
I don't know.
I like Ironhide's voice actor. I don't know who it was, but he just had a cool voice.
Very soothing.
Yeah.
Ooh, dude.
Oh, give it to me.
This is a Reddit.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go with Thunderlips.
Thunderlips? Dude. I can't. Is he a Decepticon?
Hold on.
Is it a girl?
No, that'd be terrible.
No, I'm gonna look it up.
Look up Thunder Lips. I'm gonna go down this list. There's Drill Nuts.
Shut up, dude. Drill Nuts?
Dude.
Oh, his name is Dinobot Thunder Lips.
Oh, so he's like okay.
I think it's a dude. Yeah, it's a dinosaur one. Oh, dude, if there's
a construction vehicle named Erector.
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Clench.
I like that.
Thrust.
I don't know that one.
Discharge.
What?
Lube.
You're looking up something else. Clench, thrust, discharge, and lube.
Shot hole.
Oh my god.
Big Daddy. That's gotta be wrong, right?
No, this, you're on some other list. I don't know what list
Big
you found.
Big Daddy, but Transformers.
I'm gonna look up Clench.
Yeah, dude. There's a guy named Big Daddy. Can you be the? Oh, he turns into like a Men in Black vehicle with like flames on the
side.
Oh,
like an old school one.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. So there's a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, Clench looks pretty cool.
Does he?
Well, I think this is just fan art though.
But Thunder Lips is excellent.
Yeah, Thunder Lips is a funny one.
Good
little offshoot. No, I actually think Clench looks cool. You should look him up.
He's very colorful.
He's cool. Clench is my new favorite. Anytime someone asks me who my favorite Transformer is, it doesn't happen often.
Which will never happen.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does, I'm going to say my favorite's Clench. Look it up.
Are you going to see Transformers 1?
No.
No?
Are you?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
We'll see.
If you wanted to go.
If you weren't doing anything on this specific date.
I would go, but if you wanted to.
So anyway, yeah, Jetfire starts to reactivate all the people. I think Jetfire was the one that popped up in that Robert Kirkman one.
Oh, yeah.
What is that one called? Void Rivals?
Void Rivals. Yeah, because he's white.
Because in the first issue of that, like an Autobot like turns in, he like wakes up and he's like, oh, fuck, I got to get back to my friends. And then he leaves. And I think this is when he like finally gets to Earth to be like, all right, let me wake up my friends. So I think there's like a little bit of continuity. It's not super important, though. My question is about Transformers lore. Was there always Autobots and Decepticons before the war? Or was that like a term that started when the war did to like differentiate sides? Because if they're like living in peace and harmony or whatever.
Maybe it's like a political party kind of thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then just got to a point where there was like a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought was neat was Starscream like thinks like Autobots are evil.
Yeah.
He's like, he doesn't think he's a bad
guy.
He's
not being the evil guy, being like, I want to do some evil stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, they're the bad guys. We're in the right kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is neat. Because rather than just being like a one-dimensional villain, like being evil just for the sake of being evil.
But it's hard to think that you're the good guy when the Autobots leave Cybertron. Like, they just tried to leave straight up. And then you're the ones like chasing after them to like kill them, you know? That's apparently like,
yeah,
the Optimus' side of the story. But they know, I love seeing robots fight. He does a really good job of doing that, like pretty consistently. We even get a robot suplex.
Love a robot suplex.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. And I'm going to introduce a new segment to our podcast called the Suplex Second, where I take a second to appreciate the suplex. And I'll rate it a superior suplex or not a superior suplex. And this one's pretty superior.
Yep. You're not going to rate it out of 10 or anything?
No. It's either good or it's not.
Okay.
And so during this fight, Optimus notices Spike and Carly and immediately tries like protecting them. He's like, you little creatures, what are you doing? And Spike and Carly get the opportunity to actually help Optimus by pushing a gun into his hand when he's like pinned down by one of the Decepticons. And so Optimus uses it to stop the Energon machine. And then Optimus, Jetfire, and Ratchet can make their escape with the humans.
So
Optimus with a gun. It's fucking awesome.
Oh yeah.
Like this panel, are you shitting me?
I don't like the way he's standing.
What do you mean? Oh, I guess he's a little like okay, well now I don't like it as much. But
okay, so
Optimus uses a gun a couple times in here and it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, guns are cool.
Yeah.
We like violence. America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The only thing I have with the art are the robot thighs. Cause look at like the suplex page.
Uh-huh.
It's just like two lines.
Those are good thighs.
They're just two lines, Nathan. They look flat. They look like he has...
Because they turn into trucks.
No, Nathan. They look flat. They're not... There's There's no dimension about them. There's no
dimension.
Yeah, it looks like he has his legs are flat and then they go into calves, you know?
Okay.
And he just does that.
That's fair.
Which is fine. You know, he does that with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's just like a detail he didn't care to do.
Sure.
But I noticed it the entire time.
Wait, is it always their thighs are like that?
Basically. They're just two lines.
No, Optimus has some dimension, but everybody else.
From the hips to the shoes.
Whoa, that's so interesting.
That stuck out to me. Like,
that's
got to
be on purpose, right?
To save time, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even notice that. I was always looking at their like feet and calves and then like their like chest. I feel like Optimus's like chest area is so big and his head looks kind of small in some of the
like panels. he's got like depth, you know, from his chest to his back is like huge.
Like his head definitely just like sinks in and then like the top closes, because like this panel where he's like running away, you look at like really see how broad his shoulders are.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool. I like big clunky ones, you know.
You know how you're talking about the scale that you liked?
Yeah.
My favorite example of that is like when they're like pushing the gun towards him so he can grab it.
And they're both like pushing it like it's a fucking car or something.
Yeah, it requires like both of them.
Yeah. That was, I think, a really good element of that, where they're like, okay. Like, they haven't necessarily chosen a side yet, but they saw enough of, like, Optimus's actions to be like, this guy's the good guy. Let me push him this gun. So, that I like that. But so, the Decepticons chase after them, and Spike knows, like, a hiding spot for everyone to regroup. Meanwhile, Starscream looks for more Energon sources on Earth, which brings him to the power grid that Spike's dad works at. And Sparky's friend Dave is killed by Starscream. He gives him a little squish in his hand. And that was crazy. I did not expect like a very like brutally implied human death in this. Like, I just figured like all the humans were going to be fine, but he like grabs Davey or whatever this dude's name is and like crushes him from like squeezing him in his hand.
Yeah. And that was the,
and there's blood.
That was the end of that issue.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good end for that issue. It is kind of funny in the trade though, because that happens and then literally the next page is like Optimus appreciating nature.
Yeah.
But great lettering as well for the, just this entire book,
like,
really.
The sound effects?
Yeah, like the sound effects and lettering in this book are so good throughout, but like when a human dies, I feel like it's the most brutal.
Yeah, it's like really thin and bloody looking. Yeah.
Well, like this one looks like, this one's more goopy because it's like a human getting like crushed. It's a squish.
Yeah.
But there's another one later that'll point out. That's pretty crazy. And then again, another part of the human element contributing to the story in creative ways, I think, is Spike showing the Autobots where to like hide out because he knows the area. Because otherwise they would have just been like driving on the road trying to get away, I think. But he found like a good hiding spot for him. So I like that.
A couple things on the last issue.
Yeah.
Optimus like shoots a dog. It's like a robot dog, like a Decepticon dog. But it's still like a dog.
Is there a Decepticon dog?
Yeah. So if you go to page 23, that's what like is biting his arm when they're pushing the gun to him. Like, you can see him right here. He's like running towards him. And then he chomps on his forearm when he's reaching for the gun.
Yeah.
Oh. Then once he gets the gun, the next one,
he shoots the dog. Just
shoots him.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then like the blue guy was like, no, because his dog fucking died. So, bad book?
I don't think so. I don't think that counts.
Oh my God.
I'll say it. It's a robot dog. You know, he's a bad dog.
Whoa.
He's a Decepticon dog, bad dog.
He thought he was being a good boy because he's doing as he was trained.
I guess you're right. Ooh, that's tough. We'll have to...
Nathan likes when dogs die.
I know. I don't like it.
He thinks all dogs are bad dogs.
Our rule is normally if a dog dies, it's a bad book. But that was a bad dog. So what do we say then? It's a robot dog.
So you're saying that Optimus is just a robot?
Yeah.
He's not like a person?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a soul or nothing like that?
Nope. But they could fix the dog too. They probably fixed the dog. Because everybody could be fixed, Daniel. So he didn't actually kill a dog.
Maybe.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
So yeah, there's like a nice scene that shows some humility with Optimus, who is like appreciating nature, and he accidentally steps on a deer and he's like all sad about it because he just fucking killed his deer by stepping on him. And then Spike and Optimus talk about their pasts. Optimus explains the war of Cybertron bringing Autobots to look for like a new Energon source or like a way to retake Cybertron. And then the Autobot Cliffjumper shows up and the Autobots are running low on Energon. Meanwhile, the Decepticons are able to use a converter to harness energy at the power grid that they attacked. I like the scene where he like where Optimus learns what like family is, and it's like Spike just talking to him about like his family. I think that's pretty nice. One of the quiet moments I like.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of really like starting from scratch kind of thing.
Yeah. I like the way he draws Cybertron too.
It's kind of hard to mess up Cybertron, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just make a planet look mechanical. It'll look cool, I think. But yeah, I like it. Cliff Jumper. Very small. Definitely like compared to Optimus. I've never seen Cliff Jumper, I don't think. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. Because I felt like he turns into like a regular car, which means that he's like smaller. But I felt like in the cartoon, they were all like relatively the same size. And then like Hotshot would turn into like a regular car, right?
So, yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think maybe just like to scale to Optimus.
Like Optimus needs to probably be the tallest one, which is fine.
Yeah, maybe he's... What's he turn into? Like a bug?
Just like a sedan, I think.
Hmm.
Also, were they turning into... What's the official lore in like when they crash land on Earth?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Or do they just have
trucks?
I'm
pretty sure their car's in that Transformers 1 movie where they're on Cybertron.
Yeah.
And so,
well, now I kind of want to watch it to see if that's just like how they drive around and shit.
I'm down. I'll pick you up. And
do you think it's going to be good?
I think it'd be kind of cool.
You think so?
Yeah. Dude, like, cause
I'll have to look at the trailer again.
Did you watch Bumblebee?
No.
It's actually really fucking good.
That's what I heard.
And like the first like 10 minutes is like
Cybertron fight.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Really?
It's a big old nut.
Cool.
of a scene.
Big old
and this
nut.
Just seems like more of that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so it'll be like for kids, but kind of Transformers is already for kids, you know?
No, I want it to be for men. Like Michael Bay.
I want manly explosions.
Explosions everywhere.
Yeah, and Megan Fox.
Megan Fox fixing a car.
Yeah. And then Shia LaBeouf, because I could relate to that.
Yeah, exactly. He's so good in those movies. I saw just like a random compilation of just like Sam Witwicky moments. He's so funny, dude.
He's so good. That like bit where like his car's being like lifted or something.
Oh, he's like why? Dude, he's like, he puts everything into it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
He made me want to rewatch him just for like those moments.
Undeniable. Yeah.
So anyway, there's an Air Force plane that's sent to try and take out Starscream, but that doesn't go well, obviously. And Starscream like fights back. And it causes the two pilots in that plane to eject. One of them is squished by like Starscream when he does like a clap to like crush him. And then the other one is a guy named Duke who gets away. And you gotta have those tie-ins, Daniel, because there's the Duke book that came out.
You tell me Starscream clapped a pilot?
He did clap a pilot.
Oh man.
And this lettering I think is brutal because it's like spat. Like I can't even read what it is, but it's so like...
Yeah, it looks metal.
You could tell he fucking obliterated that guy. So it's awesome. But seeing the smoke come from the power plant, Optimus, despite being low on energon, decides to defend the people of Earth because he brought the war to them. So he's like, I gotta help him. He takes Spike with him to the plant, and then Carly goes to check on her parents and runs into Sparky, who has to reveal that her dad was the one that was killed by Starscream, which was the crushed, the squishy one. And so Carla annoyingly was tailed by a Decepticon named Laserbeak. He's like a bird Decepticon.
So when she was told that her dad was killed, that was the end of issue two.
Yeah, exactly. Which was a crazy reveal, actually, because I was like, okay, Davey died. It's like his, you know, Sparky's friend. But no, it's Carly's dad.
Yeah.
That sucks. But yeah, Carla was tailed by Laserbeak, and he's attacked until they're saved by Cliffjumper.
I like how like the Autobots, they like dap each other up.
Yeah, they do. They're like, yo, Cliffjumper.
Yeah. It's like, Kring.
I feel like Dana Warren Johnson could pull off a war book. Like, just straight up war. No, like, murder falcons or anything. Because he does really good gun action, I feel like. Like, there's a scene where Sparky's, like, shooting up, you know.
With a lot of, like, sound jumper. Effects filler.
Dude, there's so... Yeah, they got the lettering team for this, for sure. But, like, the guns look cool. The army stuff looks great. There's a scene later where he's like, Cliff Jumper's like shot with a shotgun or something. And I'm like, that's a cool fucking panel. So maybe he's trying to, you know, test out his war comic abilities. And he's going to do that next. That's my theory.
You know, I feel like he's just kind of past that, you know?
past war comics.
He's always doing stuff that's like more epic than war comics, you know, like
maybe
like
that's
some
why
sci-fi stuff.
Well, he's always done sci-fi stuff, like literally everything he's done is sci-fi. Maybe he wants to bring it back a little bit, challenge himself.
Well, he did,
because it was like Extremity and then it was Murder Falcon and then it was like Beta Ray Bill or something,
like Wonder Woman.
That's Wonder Woman, that was pretty sci-fi.
That was like fantasy. I thought, did Wonder you read that?
Yeah, most of it. She fights Superman in that one, I remember that. So anyway, Sparky rounds up his like other military buddies to fight back. Clipjumper follows and is attacked by the people until Carly can explain that he's like a good Autobot. And then the Decepticon Skywarp attacks them. Optimus is able to step in and help. And he like pulls out an energy axe, which I didn't know was a thing that he had. But then the regular people shoot Optimus with an RPG and it like hurts Optimus's arm, and Spike tries to like run in and help and he's hit with like a ricochet bullet like right in the stomach.
Has
Optimus Prime always had a kick-ass axe? Is that ever a thing that we see in the movies?
There's more to Optimus than the movies.
I don't think so, dude.
I just remember a sword.
A sword was cool. I remember the sword. I wish we saw more of this axe in like this comic, because that looks pretty cool. It's pretty metal. Also, Skywarp has like...
Can he teleport?
He has teleporting abilities.
Is it Skywarp or Skyward?
Skywarp, I think.
Okay. That must have been autocorrect. But yeah, that's fucked. I'm like, when? Whenever?
Why doesn't everybody use that?
Yeah. You know?
Like,
why does he need to fly?
Why does he have superpowers?
Are all Decepticons like planes?
No.
Because I'm getting them mixed up. Because it's just like different color coordinations... Basically,
they all do fly around, don't they? I don't think they're all that, though. I mean, there's some that are like tractors later, but
right,
or cranes, but those are a different breed. I feel like only Skywarp can do the teleporting thing, and I don't think he could teleport around. I think he's like the spot in like Spider-Man.
Yeah, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, but I was not expecting that. It's kind of cool, though.
But yeah, Optimus making like a construct is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Do you think he could change it to a sword if he wanted to, or is it just an axe?
I imagine.
So Optimus rips off his damaged arm and uses it to beat down Skywarp. Optimus makes his escape with Spike and Sparky, and they get chased down by Starscream. But they end up making it to the hospital to drop off Spike.
To be fair, that was dumb as fuck, what Spike did. Because, like...
What are you going to do?
Optimus gets, like, shot, and then he's like... Optimus, and then he starts running towards him. Like, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Humans always think
they can help.
I think he was gonna try and like stand in front of him, like, he's a good guy, don't shoot him, dad, don't shoot me. But then he got shot before he could even get there.
Then he gets shot from friendly fire.
I think it was like a ricochet bullet or something, because I don't think anybody was aiming at.
It's a human bullet. He's also running into line of fire, so
he is. It wasn't maybe the best option.
It was literally the worst option.
Maybe like, you know, run around to the people, tap your dad on the shoulder, be like, hey, dad, you help me. Don't shoot him.
And then the bit where like he opens the door to Sparky and he's like, I'm gonna save your son. That was the last page.
Oh, okay.
Issue 3.
Mm-hmm. So his arm gets ripped off, but he could still turn into a car without a missing piece. I mean, it looks pretty damaged.
It looks like,
but you'd think an arm would be like a pretty significant portion of that truck, you know, and he rips off his arm. So
it's like, not showing that actually like 3 of the wheels on the left side are missing, you know?
Yeah, from this angle everything looks fine, but if you like go around on the other side, it's all fucked. Yeah, I figured it would have been like a whole door is missing, or like half of the,
yeah, it's just like a Jeep,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, they take Spike to try and go to the hospital. There are backup Decepticons that start attacking the hospital until more Autobots like Ratchet and now Jazz show up, and the Decepticons retreat. But during that battle, the power went out in the hospital, so Optimus uses the spark in his chest to power the hospital and get Spike stable, but he's in a coma.
And there's another suplex, Nathan.
There's another suplex. Hold on, let me find it.
Page 84.
Page 84. Suplex second. Let's take a look at it. This one's pretty superior, I would say.
Yes,
superior suplex.
Are there ever...
Not so far.
Non-superior suplexes?
I'm sure we'll find one.
All superior.
But Daniel Warren Johnson had a whole ass wrestling book, so he's pretty good at the suplex by now.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. Suplexes happen so often in comics, and they're so funny. Because it's not a very practical thing to like do. I feel like in real life, like if I was wrestling someone, I would never think to like suplex them right
now. Let's pick this guy up
and like throw him over my head pretty much.
Yeah. But let me hyperextend my back.
Yeah. Yeah. So Optimus has like this thing in his chest. I think it's the only one because they seem to think it's pretty important. And it's like a reverse EMP, I guess. Like it's able to like wirelessly power up, you know, critical hospital infrastructure.
So not everyone has one of these? It's not like his soul or something?
I don't think everyone has one.
So he's just holding on to it?
I think it's like the AllSpark.
Okay.
And it's like there's only one of them and we need to like protect it. And so that's why Optimus Prime has it, maybe. Because everyone's like, no, you can't go fighting because you have the spark or whatever. Or like you, I mean, there's probably multiple reasons why they don't want him to fight. But
who's the blue Decepticon with like the blue like
sound wave
speech bubbles? His speech bubbles are annoying to read.
They are kind of tough.
Like
I agree.
It's like blue with like yellow.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that has like a different color one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And I like, what does that imply? What does he sound like?
I don't know. Maybe he sounds robotic. That's a dumb thing to say. It's the Shake talking. I mean, like, cause like,
how was the Shake? What's the Shake update?
It's really good. I think I'm about halfway.
Oh, so that's pretty good.
The thick bit is done. I feel like there's like syrup just like sitting at the bottom.
You gotta finish it.
And that's what gets like stuck in the straw.
Ooh.
And it kind of tastes like frosting.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's delicious. And it's still cold, which is, I think, the important part.
That's good.
Because once like milkshakes are warm, then it's like...
You don't want warm cake shake?
Yeah. And it doesn't seem to be slowing me down so far. I'm on like a sugar rush, so I'm trying to ride that high.
You're saying we should get these every week?
No.
1,400 calories.
It's basically 1,500 calories. So
there's a great moment where we see Optimus like transform into a truck to impress one of the kids at the hospital, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
The kid's like, so you can turn into a truck? And he's like, yeah, watch this. And he like transforms.
So the Decepticons, they like go back to base or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about that?
No.
Okay, so I think they like need parts or something, and so they just rip up another one of their guys that's like dead or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Okay.
For parts, I guess.
There's a reason.
Let's hear it.
It was like they wanted to create some sort of generator piece to extract Energon to give it to like their other people. But steel and like iron and whatever people use isn't like the right kind of material. So they need to like rip up another Decepticon in order to do that. But instead of doing one of their homies that are like already dead, or like even using like Laserbeak, like is he really that useful to you? They use Starstruck, I think is his name, and they just like rip him up, I guess.
Oh yeah, he is alive. No man.
Yeah,
that's brutal.
So it's interesting. There's a part as well where Optimus and Sparky are like talking about gods and stuff, and Optimus calls Sparky small but mighty, which I think is a nice moment. But the only reason I bring it up is because I saw someone like tattoo pretty much this panel onto them, and like Dana Warren Johnson like retweeted it. So I thought that was kind of cool. It's like a very simple...
I don't know if that'd be my first idea for a Transformers tattoo.
Yeah. But I think he just likes the small but mighty kind of message. So
right.
Thought that was interesting. So yeah, Sparky steps into a conversation with Optimus and Ratchet talking about their limited Energon problem. And Sparky says that he can help. And then Cliffjumper and Carly share a moment, like they're grieving over like their dead families or their clan or whatever. And then Decepticons sacrifice Skywarp to rebuild other Decepticons like Thundercracker, Frenzy, and Reflector.
Dude, you remember Thundercracker?
No, I don't.
Okay, so there's a...
Name all the Transformers you can remember right now. Because I did this and I numbered it. So let's do Autobots. You remember?
Ironhide, Optimus Prime, Hotshot, Bumblebee, Sideswipe?
That sounds right. Is that a Decepticon?
No, that's an Autobot.
Okay.
Ratchet?
Nice. That's one more than me.
It's probably going to do it.
Okay, let's do Decepticons.
All right, Megatron.
Yep.
Galvatron.
Oh.
Starscream.
Yep.
Thundercracker. Devastator.
Oh, yeah.
Unicron.
Is it the planet?
It's a planet transformer.
Okay, yeah.
I guess Skywarp.
But you didn't remember him before.
Okay.
Because I only got Starscream and Megatron for Decepticons. I was like, I don't remember anybody else.
You know, I just remembered one. Barricade.
Whoa.
Was like a, it was
that's
like
a good name.
I think it was like a cop Autobot or something.
Oh, he's an Autobot?
Yeah. Because I remember the Transformers like video game that came out with the movie.
Dude, that game is so good. I was thinking about that the other day.
Game fucking rips. I remember it being so cool. Not as cool as like the old Transformers game that was like based off of like the cartoons.
I don't remember that one.
Do you remember that where you were Hotshot the whole time?
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, it fucking rules.
The game was kind of hard.
Who is the one that was like the... Wait, how many did I get?
Autobots or... Both. You had about 11.
11? How many did you have all together?
Like 7.
Oh, okay, for sure.
Yeah, so you remember more than me.
What was the one that was like the aircraft carrier?
Dude, I don't know. I don't even remember that.
Dude, no, it's fucking sick. Hold on. look it up. Aircraft carrier Decepticon.
Okay. Tidal Wave?
Tidal Wave. Yeah,
that guy? Oh.
He was so fucking...
Dude, Transformers PS2.
Yeah, dude.
So good.
I remember playing that like in college. I'm like, this game rules.
it's so good.
Because you could get like...
I just remember that forest level.
You get
that was pretty hard.
Yeah, that was like a lot of it. And then there were like all those like pyramids and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can get like little guys. They were like mini bots or whatever.
I don't remember that.
And then they like would strap onto you or something and they'd help with your...
Why are there no more Transformers games, dude?
I'm sure there are. We're just not looking.
Ah, yeah, probably.
Maybe there would be one based off of this movie.
Transformers 1. Yeah. I wish they did more games based off movies. Or like the game comes out with the movie, you know? Like
maybe
that Surf's Up one.
Maybe
like pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that like...
Or that Flushed Away one.
Wasn't there like an E.T. game that was really bad or something?
Probably.
What was that one that people like buried?
Lord of the Rings? The Gollum one?
No, that was recent. No, but like there are actual like so many copies because it was like so bad that...
Oh, really?
They like buried a game.
Recently?
No, it was like...
Oh, I don't remember.
20 years ago. It was like for a movie that like shouldn't have been a game. I'll look it up. But.
Okay. Well, we'll keep going here. So Sparky helps the Autobots set up the... like a water turbine that's like at the source, which is at the dam. And they're able to boot up another Autobot called RC, who's like the thick one.
Yeah, E.T. There's like an E.T. game.
It was an E.T. game?
That was one of the largest commercial video game failures and often cited as one of the worst video games ever released.
Oh, cool.
And the 1982 Atari.
Oh, wow.
And I guess it was rumored that like all the unsold copies, like they just like buried them.
That's crazy.
For some reason.
I mean, it's better than like throwing it in the ocean, I guess.
Yeah, but they don't like, it's not good compost or anything.
Yeah, no, that, yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
So they set up their, you know, technology at the water turbine at the dam, and they're able to boot up RC, but they get ambushed by Decepticons. Optimus has a big gun and he uses that to fight. I think he like obliterates one of them. And then RC saves Carly from falling off the dam. And there, this scene where like Carly falls off the dam, she's like, she has like a pistol and she's trying to shoot down like Starscream or Soundwave or something. And I'm like, what are you going to do? You know, what did you think the outcome of that was going to be? You know,
what page are you talking about?
I'm talking about 107.
No, it's not it.
It's like Cliffjumper and Carly are like taking cover from one of the jets.
Oh yeah, fucking jets coming right at you.
And she's like, let me get my pistol out. It's like that scene in Avengers where like Nick Fury tries to shoot like the jet is taking off.
Yeah.
And it's like, what did you think you were gonna do?
So a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Page 97, where it was like Megatron in the ice.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, clearly.
I it wasn't that clear to me. I couldn't tell.
I think it's pretty fucking clear.
I could tell what I was looking at.
Anyway, that was the last page of Issue 4.
Oh, okay. So they're teasing Megatron. I mean, I think they were pretty much the whole time because yeah. Starscream's like, don't even mention him.
And they get, what are they? So you, they get something running. Does that mean they're able to like help their friends or something?
Yeah. So,
but Optimus, he wants the bad bitches first.
Yeah. He gets out RC.
Please revive RC. Oh, RC. Is RC a girl?
Yeah. Yeah. So her name's RC and she is pretty fine. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why they were like, okay, girl
smash.
I don't know why they were like, girl transformer, let's make her have an ass, you know. Meanwhile, like, boy transformers are just big clunky dudes, you know. Mm-hmm. You'd think that it'd just be like clunky girls. But so they push back the Decepticons and the Autobots decide to retake their ship that the Decepticons
are in. Does she transform into a wagon, dude?
No, it's actually a pretty cool car.
Oh yeah, that was like the cool, probably one of the cooler parts.
Yeah,
is that
she drives up?
She's like a Ferrari or something.
Yeah,
she drives up the dam and like drifts and opens a door to catch what's her name?
Carly. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So they're like, so Decepticons retreat and Autobots are pretty happy and they're like, we should just take them out now. Like we got this thing, we're charged up, let's go get them. But then they're met by Constructicons, which are construction Decepticons that can link together to create the Devastator, like the super big guy.
Yeah, that's the end of issue 5.
Yeah, that makes sense as a cliffhanger.
Do you remember Devastator in the movies?
Yeah, he's the one with the nuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he had big sucky powers.
Oh, yeah, he sucked things up.
Yeah.
With his mouth?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. These are really cool, I feel like. For some reason, like, I've never thought about construction vehicle Autobots or Decepticons. So when I see a crane, like, fucking fighting people, and then it turns into, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
It just, like, it scratches something in, like, my 5-year-old brain, you know?
It's like, I would have loved to have all the Constructicons or whatever.
Do you think was that a real thing? Like, did they assemble into like a big one if you got all the Constructicons?
I don't remember them ever having that, but I do remember when they
had would've been insane.
Transformers that like could link together.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah,
they could turn into their guy or their car. They also turn into like an upper body
or like a foot or like a leg foot.
I don't know, but if they ever like pulled like a
Ultron, was it like or two of them together?
Yeah, it was like two. It was like an upper body and lower body. Okay, kind of okay. Thing. It was really sick.
Yeah.
I like this panel. This is my favorite panel where Optimus gets hit by like a dump truck. It says heavy metal is the
I didn't understand wording. What that lettering was. I was like, what is that supposed to mean?
I know it's immediately heavy metal.
I mean like the magazine?
Just heavy metal.
Something I think is interesting is they letter the sound of transforming.
Oh yeah?
But they change it every single time.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like repetitive, I guess, because you gotta read it.
Yeah, but this one's Chica Coca Chick Ki
Kachu.
No, there's nothing derogatory in here, okay? It's just transformer noises.
Clacked? Squirm?
What?
I'm just doing like are you looking at the
only like the transforming noise.
Chica ku cha chica.
The one that's like
yeah, how do you but supposed
I
to
don't
do
know
that?
How to, but like they change it every single time and I think it's so interesting.
Is that gonna be like ORQ ORQ?
No.
No.
Work. That's what it would be.
Work.
No, but like, let me find a different one. Like this one's Chicho Chick Chuck Chuck Chi.
You gotta be careful, dude. You're dancing on that line.
That's just transformer lettering, dude.
Whatever, dude.
But
not when you say it into a mic.
But I was reading it every single time to see if it like matched in my brain for like how I would spell that, which I don't know how I would, but I don't think he got it right. I think he missed the mark on that.
I just had a YouTube video of the movie
on subtitles.
Yeah, and then just the transforming noise, I pressed it every time.
What are you talking about?
While I was reading it.
Oh, okay, yeah. You had the movie pulled up?
Yeah. So yeah, issue 6.
Yeah, so Optimus gets his shit rocked by the Devastator. He's like picked up and fucking dragged against the wall of this like mountain. So I think that panel's pretty funny to me. But the Autobots have to like drag him into the ship to escape. Optimus takes out the spark thing in his chest and he's like, "You guys take it, I'm done. I'm gonna die now." But Sparky is like, "I'ma sacrifice myself to save Optimus," and he like climbs into the spark to like re-energize it, I guess.
How did he know that would work?
Which powers up Optimus. But yeah, I'm like, how did you know that was gonna work? Like, that could have been a disaster. That could have like made the whole thing fucking explode.
Yeah.
And like you just fucked over the Autobots. But you know, I guess he could feel that was what Optimus needed, and he like climbs into it.
There's a bit that
it doesn't hurt him as he's climbing into it. He just climbs into it and then everything's good.
No big deal.
Yeah. That was the part where I was
and
like...
And how did he know he was going to die, you know?
Optimus?
No, the dad, Sparky. No, he was sacrificing himself.
Yeah, he felt like he knew that, like, oh, I want to climb in here. I'm going to die. So
there's a funny bit earlier where
Carly
talks to Starscream and she's like, "You killed my dad." And Starscream's like, "What is dad?"
Oh, yeah, that was right. Like, it's funny because he was like, "Yeah, I did." And he's like, "Wait, what's a dad?
He's like, ha 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 ha. So the thing that turns me off about Transformers comics, or at least like this, is like, you know, the henchmen or like the main characters are like, they're dying and then just being revived again. It's just like back and forth. And there's like a lot of deaths, and then they're just like not meaning as much.
Yeah.
And I can't keep track of who's alive and who's dead, you know? And I feel like I should. And so that is just like,
yeah, I guess so.
It's just over and over.
Yeah, because like, you know? Jazz died, but like, you didn't really feel that.
Right.
It just like happens.
We'd feel it if Jazz died.
Yeah, exactly. Also, he's like, he was just a weird Autobot in general. But anyway, Optimus is like super charged up now because he's running off of Sparky human energy now. Human corpse energy, I guess. And he's able to fight off the Devastator. He like, I think his gun's more powerful now, and he's got a second gun now.
Dude, I like the lettering in that panel at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
It was the first thing I noticed.
And so he like rips off the Devastator's finger. He ends up like going outside, and he suplexes Devastator off the mountain.
What?
So like, he's on top of the mountain that they're on, and Devastator's like running towards him, and then he like throws Devastator like over his shoulder, but I'm counting as a suplex. So the third installment of Superior Suplex segment. This one's pretty damn superior, especially because these two pages are insane.
Over a mountain too.
Over a mountain, which is pretty cool. He's like much bigger than Optimus Prime, obviously.
And then it like lands on Starscream, right?
Yeah, it lands on Starscream as he's about to like kill Carly. And this is like the most insane page to look at, because it's like the whole thing is sideways so it could like fit properly.
Yeah.
Like, it's a vertical panel, but he had to put it sideways.
Dude, the lettering is so funny in that one, because it's like
crush.
And then like the H is like in between his legs, because like it just fit. Crash.
But I think that shit's sick. So that was pretty cool. The Decepticons make a retreat.
They just put like the dead Decepticons in the dump truck.
Yeah, they're like, pick everybody up.
Like, come on, guys.
And Optimus tries negotiating for peace again with Soundwave, but gets denied and he leaves. And then later in the hospital, Spike wakes up and he's like, where's my dad? He like writes it on a piece of paper, and then it ends. Like, very quickly. Like, the last bit of action was, like, 3 pages before the end of the book. So, it wraps up pretty quickly here.
Which is nice,
yeah. But that is Transformers, Volume 1. Robots in disguise. Are they in disguise at all? Not really. They don't hide from anybody, actually, in this whole thing.
Yeah, they just transform to, like, move faster.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
and they're in the woods. Yeah, and all there is for background are just ads for other stuff.
Void Rivals, check it out. Duke, Cobra Commander, Invincible. I think it's kind of fucked that like the last page is like for more tales from Robert Kirkman and Skybound. And it's like Robert Kirkman wasn't a part of this.
He's a part of, you know, making the Transformers deal, I imagine.
Yeah, I guess so. They get a Murder Falcon, you know, thing plug in there. A little plug in there, so that's cool. So, Dan, what would you rate this book?
So, Nathan, what's your favorite cookie?
I really like Panera cookies.
Okay, but like more like flavor.
I guess just like chocolate chip.
Okay.
M&M, perhaps.
So, I'd rate it a chocolate chip cookie. Not because you said that, because I wrote that down and I just want to see what you said. But that is not my favorite cookie, but it seems to be like everyone's favorite.
Chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But they might be like a little overrated and like not for me.
Okay.
So that's why I rate it.
Interesting.
They are nice when they're fresh out of the oven. Like, so you get like the first issue, like first day.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
It is great.
You know,
you get the hype.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying that this is like
this is like eating six cookies in a row. It's not is that
like
what you're saying?
Yeah. But not like it gets stale later.
Yeah. Or
like,
exactly.
It's not like a nacho series at all. And I think it's a decent like cutoff for like an arc, but mm-hmm. I think if you were to read like all the issues that are out, it wouldn't feel like there are arcs necessarily.
Yeah. Like if you're picking it up monthly.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be go, go, go.
Yeah, I would like read this one if I was reading it monthly and be like, okay, what's the next one? Like, I wouldn't necessarily think that was the end of the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this like your least favorite DWJ? It seems like. Of his like written drawn stuff. Because we've done like, Murder Falcon. Mm-hmm.
We haven't done an episode on it.
Yeah, but you've read it, and you've read Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Now this. I think that's all. Oh, and Do a Power Bomb.
Yeah. So I guess if I had to rank them, yeah, this would be like the lowest, but they're all like...
They're all pretty high.
Yeah, all neck and neck.
Because like he's such a innovative artist, I feel like.
I imagine that one book that he came out with...
Extremity?
No. The one that just came out through like Dark Horse or something. It was like a graphic novel.
I don't know.
It was like one of his old like web comics.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like Space Fist or something.
That sounds cool. I would rate this... It's like an Optimus Prime colored ice cream. Like a Cherry Garcia.
Oh, Space Mullet.
Space Mullet. Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That was like his first thing that he did?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I just know that it was like a web series. It was 5 issues, and then the trade just came out.
Oh, okay, cool. What were you saying about it, though?
I feel like I might like that more.
Yeah, probably. I'd probably rate this like a Cherry Garcia.
I love a Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know if I could have like a ton of it all the time, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you definitely would get something different next time you go.
Yeah, I have to be like in the mood for it. And okay. Cherry Garcias are red. And I was definitely in the mood for some Cherry Garcia here. Because I read the first 2 issues and I was like, this is great. And then I just fell off of it. But reading like more of it.
She asked the frosting.
You're at the frosting part of the cake shake?
I think so.
Gross. So it's just a lot sweeter. Do you still taste cake?
No, the cake's gone, I'm pretty sure.
So you're just in shake territory?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then I'm like chewing on like the frosting syrup stuff at the bottom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel sick.
Good.
I feel like a little high.
It's
you
like,
know, like the buzz or you're like
a sugar high buzz?
Yeah, basically.
Whoa.
My stomach hurts.
Well, don't lose the bet next time.
I got a poop coming.
But overall, I think if you're in the mood for Transformers, you could tell there's a lot of love here.
Yeah, if you'd like Transformers, then I think you'd like this.
Yeah, totally.
And I know a lot went into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he definitely cares about this, so it's cool. It's a bummer it's ending at 24, but maybe
his part of it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess like 4 arcs is quite a bit of Transformers to write. And so I'm glad he's like...
It's like the longest thing he would have ever written.
Yeah. I think, so. I'm glad he's not like... feel like he's stuck with it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Because like there was a little statement about like why he was leaving and it wasn't like he was getting kicked off or anything. But he said he didn't want to like kill himself doing Transformers a bunch. Let me see if I have it.
Sure. And I think I just kind of prefer him being like a miniseries creator.
Yeah, because he's so good at it.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good ideas and his art's good.
But he says, like, honestly, I'm having so much fun. I would love to keep doing it. But when I make anything, writing, drawing, or both, I only know how to go 110%. So all that to say, I'm killing myself. It can only go for so long. My choice to leave at 24 is more of a choice for my mental health and for my family than however I may feel about my wonderful Cybertronians. Thank you for your support. So, yeah. I mean, 24 is, you know, nothing to scoff at. It's a pretty good amount of story. So,
yeah. 2 years of comics.
Mm-hmm.
Starting like 23 and then going to 25. So,
yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, let's go into the pull list, Colin.
Shove in your box.
Yes, sir.
The pull list, the pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Did you go today?
I did.
What'd you get?
Picked up a lot of things.
Ooh.
Godzilla Skate or Die, number 3, came out.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel Zombies Dawn of Decay, the Groot Marvel Zombies book.
Groot and Hulk.
Groot and Hulk, which just sounds insane, so I'm excited to read that. Plastic Man No More came out today.
Number 1.
Number 1. Also excited to read that. And then I picked up Absolute Power number 3 and Batman number 152.
You're not going to get Animal Pound number 5?
I didn't see that. So
or
I
missed it. Minor Arcana number 1?
I did see that, but I was like, I'm just not going to have room for it. So I had to make the choice to not pick it up.
Yep.
But, you know, Jeff Lemire, he's always doing consistently great stuff. I haven't even like finished Fish Flies, so I'd probably want to do that first.
Yeah. Downrunner 5 comes out. But now that it's at 5, I might as well just... I only read the first one.
Yeah.
And that was digitally, so I might just wait for the trade on that.
That's fair.
Get Fury 5 comes out. I only have 1 and 2, and I haven't read either. But I think if I were to read those, I might be able to, the shop might have the rest of it.
Okay.
Depending on that momentum. And then public domain number 9.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
We're good.
Do you read anything else?
I read 3 number ones.
Ooh.
I read Wolverine Revenge.
Yeah.
The Jonathan Hickman, Greg Capullo Wolverine book. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, like the first like couple pages is Wolverine like fighting a dinosaur. And
okay.
It's like Greg Capullo art. So it's fucking incredible. The story is like way different than I thought it was going to be. I don't really know what I was expecting, but mm-hmm. it's like a mission type book. Like okay. he's doing a mission for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit different than I thought, but I really like it. I'm going to definitely keep going with it. Puyo obviously carries, but you know, I like Jonathan Hickman when he's like dumbing shit down for me, you know?
Yeah.
So I also read another Hickman book, Aliens versus Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also different than I thought it was going to be. It's like aliens have already taken over Earth, and it's like the last remaining people trying to survive.
Are they Avengers?
Some of them, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, do you care? Are you going to read it? I don't know if you
yeah,
are.
I have it. Am I going to read it?
It's really good. I think it feels very like alien sci-fi because everything's like kind of grim and like weird. Okay.
Which is good.
I think he gets that aspect of it.
Is it Assad Ribic on that?
Assad Ribic, yeah.
Who's awesome.
He's great. He's like, I always look out for what he's kind of up to. I dropped his Eternals like immediately, but I just wasn't into the Eternals that much.
Yeah, I heard the writing wasn't that great on that.
Yeah, I think it was, I can't remember, but this is awesome. He does a great Xenomorph, which is cool. Most of the Avengers are like pretty old because it's like 40 years in the future, I think. But basically like something happens on some sort of scientific ship thing and it shoots out these pods that are full of like alien queens and they're sent to different planets and each pod has like a couple alien queens that are going to be crash landing on like the most densely populated areas of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of them lands in
New York.
No, not New York, surprisingly. One of them's Dallas, in like
Texas.
One of them's in like Atlantis. And I'm like, can they swim? I never thought about that. I'm sure.
Okay.
I mean, they survive like out in space and shit, but I was like, okay, that's interesting. One of them was on Krakoa, like the X-Men island.
Mm-hmm. So
there's a bunch of, you know, mutants and shit. I think one of them was like in India, which makes sense. There's like a billion people there.
Yeah.
So naturally they spread pretty fast and Avengers aren't very good at defending against it. The only criticism I have is that they said that they tried magic to like escape them and it didn't work, but they don't explain how it didn't work. And so I'm just curious on what that looks like. Like just go to a different dimension or like, you know, oh, Wakanda was another one that they like broke through.
Maybe it's kind of like, isn't like magic like a weakness for like Superman or something, or it doesn't work on Superman?
People say that, but I just think that he just can't fight magic very well, I guess.
Yeah.
Like most people. Like I wouldn't say that magic
can't
is a
punch
weak-
magic.
Yeah. Like that's not a weak. I would say that that's a weakness for me, but that's because I don't know how to fight magic. You know?
Right.
I think it's the same for Superman. So yeah, I mean, it's really, it's great.
How many issues is that?
It's going to be 5.
Okay.
So.
Think it's got legs for 4 more?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't think he's even like really gotten into the meat of it yet, but there's some very interesting ideas that happen here.
Nice.
So I like it.
What else?
I also read Black Panther versus Predator.
Oh, right.
Picked up that number one and I was like, this seems like it'd be pretty cool.
Is that Ben Percy on that?
I think so.
Okay.
I won't continue it because I think the art's very confusing.
Hmm.
Like it's so detailed in weird ways. It's not like super detailed like a Liam Sharp type thing where it's like really small lines. It's like the lines are like very thick and it's hard to focus on what he wants you to focus on. And so it's just like the art didn't really work for me necessarily. And I don't even remember the story that much, if I'm being honest. So I read that and I was like, okay, I tried it. But it's not as like engaging as Wolverine versus Predator or Predator versus Wolverine, whatever that one was.
Yeah.
So I probably won't continue on that one. But I tried it.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
You're helping.
Exactly.
You're contributing to...
To the sales.
To sales.
Of number ones.
I read a number one and it is for a book called Grommets. You ever heard of that?
That sounds familiar.
It's a I think it's an Image book, and it's under like Rick Remender's like imprint thing.
Grommets.
It's called like something machine. I don't know. And so Rick Remender, Brian Posen are writing, and okay. Brett Parson on art, and Moreno Denisio on colors.
Okay.
I like heard in like a comic podcast that it was like good.
Looks pretty punk rock.
Yeah, it's like 80s, and it's like kids like skating and stuff. And okay. Like, and you know, it's a new kid at school, and he's trying to make friends and stuff mm-hmm. through skating. And the art's like really cool. I really like how people are drawn, and then the colors really add to.
Yeah, it looks like it pops.
Like the dynamic or like the vibe they're going for,
mm-hmm.
but nothing really like happens, you know. And I don't know. It's just like. Not for me, I guess.
Yeah.
I think maybe Rick Remender just really wanted to...
Slice of life book or something?
Say the mean shit that people said in the 80s, you know? Because they don't really shy away from bullies.
Or they call something like gay or something?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, okay. Like outdated, you know, terminology.
Yeah.
That's pretty derogatory.
Right, okay. Right. I'm sure he didn't actually want to do that, but...
Yeah, but...
yeah, I heard it was good. I gave it a shot. It was like... It was old enough to where like it was cheaper on like Comixology.
Nice. And why is it called Grommets?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
It just reminds you of Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. Isn't that the thing on your jeans?
A grommet?
Isn't that like the button?
I think that's a rivet.
Hmm. Okay, never mind then.
Like are you talking about the like the mini answer? There was like the Levi's.
oh, was it? Is that where I got that?
Rivet, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's probably what I'm thinking of.
But anyway, yeah. Did you watch anything?
No, just some Daredevil. I went camping, so a big portion of my week last week was doing that. I played some Magic the Gathering, the card game.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Big nerd.
Big nerd now. But yeah, we watched more of Daredevil. We're almost done with season one. Watched a couple episodes. It's great. Like there's a Kingpin origin episode that is phenomenal.
Yeah, I hardly remember a lot of that show.
Yeah, me neither. That's like I'm watching it for the first time. It's awesome.
Nice.
But we just got to the part where Foggy figures out that Daredevil's or that Matt's Daredevil.
What?
Yeah. He is? I thought that was like a season two thing. I could have sworn that he went through like season one unscathed, but yeah. It was like episode 9 that happened. I was like, oh shit, this early. So yeah, cool stuff. Good show.
Good show. I watched a movie called Blink Twice.
Is that the Channing Tatum one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Channing Tatum's the main character.
Zoe Kravitz movie.
Directed and written movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the guy helped write. But yeah, Sarah did like the thing that she does like once every couple months where she wants to go see a movie.
Oh.
And there's one that she picks rather than me dragging her to shit.
Okay.
And so whenever she's like, oh, I want to see this, I'm like, let's go right now.
What made her want to see it?
TikTok.
Okay.
When she gets enough recommendations from TikTok, she'll watch the thing.
Okay.
So I guess I gotta like, I don't know, go on her TikTok and then just like a lot of like nerdy shit, I'm like aliens, aliens, aliens. You know.
Oh, you gotta watch Terminator Zero.
Yeah, but no, it was a really good movie. I was surprised by like how good it was. I didn't know. I think I saw a trailer, but didn't remember it, and I didn't know anything about it. It's got a pretty stacked cast.
Channing,
Zoe's not in it.
No? Oh, okay. I thought she was a character.
Is it Christian Slater?
I don't know.
I think that's his name. It's got Haley Joel Osment.
Oh.
Adria Arjona was in it. And that just a lot of people. And I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I think you should watch it. I think it's really good.
Okay.
I don't think it's like there's any like surprises in it. Like there's obviously like some shit going on, but you just don't know what. And then it's like revealed and you're like, whoa, okay.
Isn't Channing Tatum like a killer or something?
He's something.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought it looked really good. Concept was pretty cool. There's a lot of hate on it, maybe because like it's not the most original thing.
Sure.
But I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. Nice.
So, yeah, I recommend that. I think it's still in theaters. And then I think it might. Yeah, like Sarah was like looking it up. She's like, it's not on streaming yet. I'm like, it came out like today.
Yeah. Yeah. Very recently.
Yeah, so. And then I've been playing Star Wars Outlaws, Nathan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. When you're on like the West Coast, you can get at like 9 p.m. like the night before.
So you got
at
9 p.m.?
So I like, no, because like it downloaded like took forever. Oh, and I couldn't start playing it till like 10 and I was tired already.
I think you could buy it and pre-download.
I didn't. So I bought it at like 8.
Oh, okay.
And so I didn't download in time.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's really cool. I know we were like worried about like glitches and it being like weird.
Yeah, or like some people are
growing pains kind of thing.
Yeah,
but there's only one glitch that I found, because you have like a little like pet, his mm-hmm. name's Nyx, mm-hmm. and he like does shit for you, like
he like steal people's money, right? I saw like the first hour of gameplay,
he takes some shit. I asked him to go like click like an elevator button to mm-hmm. like make an elevator go up, but I pressed the wrong button and I shot, and then I like phase through a wall.
Oh,
and like, oh, I don't need him anymore. You know, that's the only glitch. Whoa, I could
speed run strat.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, whoa, whoa.
we can call it the Daniel skip.
But yeah, it's really cool. I really like stealth stuff.
Yeah.
So when you're just like kind of creeping around, like if I can do like a whole mission without bothering anybody, I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
You're such an introvert.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not here. I'm not here. Basically, and it.
But I think it's one of those games where it's like, if you want to just gun down everybody, you can, right?
You can. You kind of have to be really good. You do have to be really strategic about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing with that is like, you kind of have to extend your disbelief on...
Yeah, on what people will notice.
Or suspend your disbelief because like...
On like what people will notice.
Right.
Yeah.
So there'd be like a big mountain. You gotta get to the top of the mountain because there's like a house there or something. And if you're like on the side of the mountain and only one person notices you, only the people in that area will come after you, not like everyone on the mountain.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm like, surely you should hear this blasting.
Yeah, maybe there's like an intercom system at least.
Right. And so I'm okay with that. Just killing like three or four people rather than everybody.
Everyone's listening to music.
Right, yeah. And so that's really fun. It's a lot like Jedi Survivor, to where like there's a lot of shit on the ground that you can pick up, which is nice.
How many hours did you put in so far?
Like 6, maybe.
Okay. Are you joining a certain faction or is it just like they like you?
So, yeah, it's like that. There's like three main like mafias or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you do like, you're like an independent contractor. You're doing jobs for all of them, and then your reputation will go up and down.
It's
based
like
on all of them.
Type thing.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really good with like Crimson Dawn right now. But like my reputation with the rest of them were like shit.
The Huts don't like you?
The Huts want to fucking kill me.
They see you and they're like, shoot on sight.
They're like, fuck that guy. Right.
Stuff
and
like that.
And so I'm working on that, like balancing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very much an open world game, because I left like this town because I was trying to find my ship and I just couldn't find it.
Fuck where I park.
And yeah, and I kept driving around and
there's no map that tells you where your ship is?
It only pops up when it like wants you to find it, of thing, where like you need to buy like some part or something.
Hmm.
And it's cool when you pick up shit off the ground. Like you might only pick up some shit over here, but you can only use it necessarily over here for some shit you need.
Okay.
And like the different shops and vendors that you have, like you can't just like buy like a thing, like you like a weapon or something. You need like a lot of supplies in order to buy it.
You like trade stuff?
You can trade and sell stuff, but like for this type of gun I needed like a bunch of these little parts, like little battery things.
Mm.
And so it's pretty...
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's not like a game where there's necessarily like a main storyline, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't like move you along. You have to kind of like find...
Like tell you to go there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can... Yeah, it doesn't like tell you where to go, where the next main thing is. You kind of have to find like the next thing.
Yeah, that's typically how role-playing games kind of go. Does it at least track like quests or something? Like, can you look and see like, oh, I talked to this guy and he wants me to do this?
Yeah, there's like your current missions or whatever.
Okay, that's good.
And so, or like the last thing someone told you to do.
Right. Yeah.
And so.
That's good. Because Fallout, it sounds like it kind of just like Star Wars Fallout, because there's like different factions that you can be homies with.
Yeah.
And enemies against or whatever.
It's kind of fun because you're like a criminal.
Yeah.
And the stuff on the ground that you pick up, sometimes you're just stealing some shit from people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they will notice if you like take it, you know, and that will hurt like your reputation and stuff. And I haven't found that droid dude yet. So I'm obviously not that far yet.
But I don't know who you're talking about. So
the guy that's on the cover with the, with the cloak or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's fun. I like it a lot.
That's cool. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'll probably check it out, but I'm in the middle of playing a couple games right now, so I probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Maybe wait for like a sale or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Cause like I was going to say, it's good that you can track what you were doing. Mm-hmm. So you don't like forget about it. Cause in Elden Ring, it's kind of similar where there's like missions that you can do, but they don't, you just have to listen to like what they say and you have to remember the names of things. And Elden Ring's very Eldritch type thing. So there's like a lot of funky names that I just like immediately forget. Mm-hmm. Or like I'll talk to someone and I'll immediately forget their name because it's like Kurzanax or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to go to Liurnia the Lakes to go to like this certain tower. And then like I'll fight a boss and I'll forget what I was supposed to be doing. So I got to look up a lot in that game.
There's also like a hacking aspect. We need to hack to get certain files. Oh,
I
saw that. Shit.
I didn't understand what it is. It like a rhythm thing?
It so that's getting into like doors and stuff because you have this like lock key thing, like a pick, and it, yeah, it's like a rhythm. Like it'll give you like kind of a short little rhythm. I didn't figure that out until like later. I was just like, I was just kind of watching it, and I was trying to click it at certain spots. Mm-hmm. But what you have to do is like do the exact same rhythm.
Oh, okay.
And you have to be like good at that if you're like trying to get through a door quickly, if you're like on the run or something.
Mm-hmm. What's the other hacking then?
So if you need to like get like a file from like a computer or something, you're basically playing like a Wordle kind of thing.
Cool.
To where like there's these like symbols.
Oh, I did see that too.
You pick some symbols and then like it'll tell you if that symbol's in it, if it's in the right spot, or if it's like not in it, you know? And you only have a couple tries to get it before like you set something off.
Right.
So that's kind of funny. So it's not that hard once you do it like
so
right
once.
So you
set it off and set off the alarm or whatever and you're like, shit.
You're like, fuck.
Sorry.
I was going to do the other one. Yeah. And so, oh, and a great thing about it is like, if you die, you don't just like go to your last checkpoint. You're like pretty close to where you just were.
Like you're pretty consistently getting checkpoints or?
It just like, like if you like fall off of something, like a cliff or something, you don't go back to your last checkpoint. You go off to like the top of the cliff where you fell off.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
That's super nice.
Are you interested in the story?
There's not really like an overarching story. It's just kind of like a survival kind of thing.
Okay.
Like what's your name is just kind of trying to get through it, you know? Okay.
Can you pet Nyx? Did I see that?
You can pet like different animals that you find.
Oh, good.
And it's almost like a quest to like pet six different animals.
Oh, hell yeah. I follow this account on Twitter called Can You Pet the Dog? And it's just like different games where there's dogs in it and it's whether you can pet them or not. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I like it a lot.
Nice. That's good to hear.
It seems like something that will take like a long time to get through, which is nice.
Yeah.
So far, I recommend it.
Nice. Good to hear.
So what are you going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we gonna read next week?
I don't know. What should we read next week? Do we have anything lined up?
Yes.
What do we got?
So I think next week we should do Hellboy, The Crooked Man.
Oh, okay.
The following week, which will be the last week of September, we either do a Joker book or a Venom book.
Ooh.
But if we do like a Joker book, I feel like we should do a Joker and Harley thing.
Yeah.
But the only thing I could find was like,
isn't there
that Prestige thing that came out? It was like Joker and Harley Asylum or something.
Is it one of the compact books like a Joker and Harley thing? Or is it just Joker?
One's just the Joker by Brian Azzarello. And then one's just Harley. Like Harley and the Birds of Prey or something.
Mm. I'm down for that Prestige book. I heard that one was pretty good, actually.
The Joker one?
The Joker Harley one, yeah.
So.
Or Venom.
So that, yeah.
We just did Venom not so long ago.
When?
We did the Stegman and Donny Cates one.
That was like a minute ago.
Was it a minute ago?
I think that was like,
I feel like we just
2 years ago.
What?
But here's what I suggest, Nathan.
Okay.
We do like the Rick Remender run. That was like 2014, I think. And that
of is what? Agent Venom?
That's Agent Venom.
Oh.
And I think that'd be fucking sick.
That sounds good. Yeah. I've always seen Agent Venom around.
Or Venom Space Knight, but I think Agent Venom's cooler.
Is Space Knight the one after Donny Cates?
Before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not for Agent Venom. That okay. Sounds cool.
So then Crooked Man next week and then Agent Venom after that.
When the fuck did we do Venom?
That was with Brandon.
It was?
Yeah. That was episode 78, Nathan.
Shut up.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Dude. What did we read? No. We
that was October Venom. 2021. So 3 years ago we read that
no,
shit.
No, it
Nathan.
Wasn't. You're wrong. No.
Dude, I'm looking at it. Venom, Kate Stegman.
Whoa. Dude, I feel like we just did it not so long ago.
It's because we just talk about Donny Cates a lot, I think.
Didn't we read it, though?
I mean, there's like
recently?
Silver Surfer Black.
That's probably what I'm thinking of.
Maybe, yeah. Because there was like Noel and stuff.
Dude, there's like a glitch on my OneNote that's like highlighting one of the episodes, and it's just like it's the beef episode, and
hell
I like
yeah.
I can't get it off my screen.
Good episode. Best book.
That is one of our most interesting books we read.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hellboy next week. The Crooked Man.
Actually,
is that long?
No, it's three issues.
Let's go.
So that'd be a short boy.
I'm excited for that
There's
movie.
There's a couple different collections.
Okay.
That have that in it. So, but as long as you read the Crooked Man stuff, then you're good. Like they have like the individual issues on Comixology.
Is it the Crooked Man and Others?
Yeah, that's like it's like volume 10 or whatever.
Yeah, is that the one I should be reading?
It doesn't matter. Should we do one that has other books in it?
No.
Just the Crooked Man stuff?
No, we're only watching the Crooked Man movie. So it should only be a Crooked Man.
Fair enough.
Cool. Hellboy, next week.
Hellboy, Crooked Man, super crooked.
Straighten that guy up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's got...
Scoliosis.
Scoliosis, probably.
Just like you. You're a crooked man.
Yeah, I'm a crooked man.
Whoa.
Hellboy and me.
I gotta cut Hellboy. Come kill you or whatever he does.
Yeah. The collection I'm getting is Hellboy and the Crooked Man and the Return of Effie Kolb.
Okay.
If I have momentum, I might read that other bit. But that might be just like an extra issue, you know?
Okay.
So sounds good. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for watching. Their link tree in the bio. Comment, subscribe.
What's your favorite Transformer name?
Yeah, what's the worst Transformer
name? What's the worst one? Is it Thunderlips?
Is it Thunderlips?
Is it Clench, my new favorite Transformer? let us know. TradeWarriorsPod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.